Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick, is anybody breastfed in your crowd when you were actually on stage anywhere?
Yeah. Not that I've seen.
All right. And you look for it too, don't you? All right.
Well, and some of these small towns, especially people like have little kids in the bar. Right.
I know.
I'd be like, are they going to stick around? And then they'll say they've heard it all. I'm like, I don't think so.
No, they haven't heard your dad's gauge bit.
Right, Dad. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Even like if your 7-year-old kid has heard their uncle swear at Thanksgiving, it doesn't mean they're aware of the bean.
No. They don't know what the bean is. They don't know what your dad did to other men.
Continues to do to other men.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different than hearing some swear words.
Right, exactly. At the end, we're just having an orgasm eating a sandwich. Yeah.
Those kids.
They have to look at that, man.
They've heard the bit about directing your mom or your daughter in a sex scene.
Yeah, that's a good bit. People like
that was horrifying to us.
So, there was a, what's the name of the comedian? Ard Barker. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm familiar with the name, Nick. Have you ever seen his stuff?
No, I haven't. Is he
Australian or is he just down in Australia?
No,
I think he's American.
No. Okay. Well, I think he's of Indian descent because his last name isn't Barker.
Oh, it's not?
It's his stage name.
He's on stage, and there's a woman breastfeeding in the crowd, and the baby's making some noise, too, so I don't think it's just about the sucking of the
So it must be
boob.
In a theater. It's not at a club.
700 people, it said. 700 people in the crowd. So, yeah, it's a good-sized venue.
The
baby was not crying, but, you know, talking as babies do.
That kind of stuff,
Yeah, making some noise.
Like babies do, right.
And I guess it said with 50 minutes left in the show, he asked her to leave.
Because I have no problem with that.
Of the noise, he couldn't even see that she was breastfeeding. You know, he said if it was a dude, he would have kicked.
He could see. He said something about her breastfeeding.
Okay, but he said he didn't see her breastfeeding. He was just annoyed.
Well, I heard she was
the noise that the baby was making,
purely based on the audio disruption of the set.
Right.
And he said, I like this quote. In my experience of doing comedy for nearly 35 years, an audience's focus is a delicate thing.
Oh, my God. Yes.
If a noise or movement distracts people mid-joke, the payoff can be greatly diminished. He's
Nick
not
does
wrong.
It among, Nick does it among pinball machines.
Yeah, sounds like this guy hasn't done a bar gig in a while.
The sound of pool
Where you at this
breaking.
Weekend, Nick?
Yeah. Fremont, Friday night, RD's place, and Saturday, Smithland, Iowa, at Buffalo Joe's.
Somebody might breastfeed their kid in Fremont. It's that kind of town. You know that.
Hey,
Fremont, we love you, man.
They just feed them a beer.
Yeah.
That's a bottle.
Yeah. I got no problem with that because you said about kids. I mean, one of the reasons the live show was we knew it was going to be dirty. And really hardcore dirty, and it was. And it was 18+. And you can do that. And you should be able to do that.
Yeah, and
because the performers don't want to look out and see a 10-year-old kid and Nick doing a rubbing the bean joke.
That was my question.
Yeah. Any baby, don't take a baby to a show.
Why you got to bring a baby to a comedy show?
Yeah,
stay home.
You don't stay home.
Yeah, well, if you can't find a babysitter, you can't go out.
The show was billed as strictly for 15 years or older. And he said that the theater should have flagged this before seating her.
Oh, yeah.
And he offered, look, give her a refund. Okay. It's all good. He said this was absolutely not about her breastfeeding in the show.
No, it was about the baby making noise.
Yeah,
although I'd want to make her laugh so the baby falls off the nipple, so you can see a little bit of action there. Like,
well,
you hope for turbulence on a plane this year, girl.
You want to make the baby
laugh,
too.
For an earthquake.
So the baby on latches.
Well, the baby's not laughing either way, but she laughs. The boob falls out there. She jiggles her boob.
Well,
if
the baby's laughing, then you're killing it.
Yeah.
You can get the babies laughing. You'll get the rest of the crowd.
Yeah. But rightfully so. He said he made the decision on behalf of the other 700 or so audience members
who
deserved to see the show that they had paid for uninterrupted.
Right.
Weren't there a handful of other people that got up and left?
Yeah, I think maybe.
I think some other people got mad.
Got sitting next to her, wanted to see her boob, why.
He thought he was running her because she was breastfeeding.
Yeah, and those are people you don't really need in the crowd either.
No. No, they don't seem like fun.
No.
They didn't come here to laugh.
But she's making the rounds now, and listen, we defend women in most instances on this show. We always have. And ladies listen to the show know that.
Unless you bring your crying baby to a comedy show, then we're not going to defend that.
Yeah.
I've never had somebody leave a show and I've been like, oh no, come back.
Unless he's the only one in the crowd, Nick.
Maybe how?
Unless it cuts the crowd by 50%, then you might say come back.
Right? If they want to go, see ya.
I was reminded.
Show's over. Yeah.
I don't remember the exact verbiage, but the old Augie Smith bit about your baby crying on the plane. Because there was a baby crying on the plane on the way back, and he had a strong, strong crying game.
Well, until he started having kids. Augie's changed his whole stage persona. Once he had kids, he realized that kids are cool, and you fly with them, you know?
Yeah, but before it was...
hated it. He hated it.
Grandma didn't love your kids enough to come visit them.
Right.
But you got to take them there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think you should be, quick to vacate a restaurant or something if your child is crying.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too.
If they're being that disruptive with the noise, step outside.
Let alone a show where we're all here to watch this performer, and if your kid is making enough noise where it's disrupting the show, you got to leave. You should have been the first one to get up and take that kid out.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I was at a memorial service for a buddy of mine's mom a couple months back, and who passed away. Everybody loved her. It was a huge, huge place. Everybody said, not a church.
Hence the memorial service.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was the sons and one of the daughters were talking. And the table near me was a baby crying the whole time. And she was kind of crying over the people's speeches. And I thought, man, you should probably take the baby out. But here's the deal. I didn't realize that halfway through, I didn't know the extended family well. I just know him really well. I knew his mom. And they were like immediate family. So they wanted to hear it too, but the baby was crying. I wanted to say, take the frick. I'm whispering to my wife, probably too loud. Take the frickin' baby out. Take the frickin' baby
out.
I want to hear people say about their mom here. But, and then I realized that they were part of the group that was.
But I'll give credit here. That's where some other member of the family could step in.
Yep. Right. I that's exactly what I thought, Puss.
We had a similar situation when our daughter was less than 1 year old. And my dad's mom, my grandmother, had passed away.
I believe in the Midwest we say less than 1 year's old.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, you're right, Todd.
If you gotta.
But, we were there for the funeral, and my wife and I, we've got this, baby with us. My aunt, who was on my mom's side of the family, but still there, she's like, let me take the baby and go in the back in case she starts making some noise. Then I can just step out with her, and you guys can stay here for the funeral. You know, because that, that's where those other other members of the family around the edges should step in and say, you know, let me take the baby and get out.
Exactly right. Right. Yeah. Take the baby out. Yeah. Somebody you trust, though, obviously.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I just got to take your baby out.
Right.
But there was somebody else there.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy that's like always in like the crumpled up jean jacket and like dirty pants at the funeral.
I'll
like,
take the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man.
That's where somebody else has to
give
step
us a
in.
Hand
I'm with you totally, you know, in the restaurants. I get a baby for, I get a little kid or a baby doing a couple different cry bursts in a restaurant, it's fine. But if it's continuous and it's ruining everybody else's atmosphere, you just got to take them out.
Yeah, you got
and you don't. I've seen they don't a lot of times.
You shouldn't have to be asked.
No,
you should take the initiative in that.
Right.
No, I'm ruining every that time for me
You're
to go.
Ruining everybody else's time at
Sorry.
Chili's. At
That's
Chili's,
just part of having a baby.
There was a baby sitting in front of us at that wedding we were at over the weekend, and
yeah, at weddings too. They disrupt those when
people
are going to vows.
He started making noise just during the vows, and the mom was like whoop out of there as quick
good,
as she could be.
Good. Good, because that ruins the video for the I mean, it's all about the bride and groom there.
Yeah,
you know?
She brought the baby back later. Like, they had everybody like seated after the ceremony, and the
Nick,
kid,
you could have took the baby out to get out of that seat.
I could. So the baby, like, he was looking at me, and I was like making faces at him, and he was like smiling and stuff. And then she goes, the mom goes, "Do you want to hold him?" And I was like, "What?
No."
And, like,
no.
She was talking to the dad that was two seats down, and I was like, "Oh man, like I would have held the kid. He seems like fun."
Yeah, I'll take the kid
out. I'm an idiot. Right. Do you want, I don't know why she would have, I had no idea who these people were.
I really at all.
Yeah.
I know you were.
He's like, do you
want to
hold him? And my wife was, my wife's like, you totally thought she was saying that to you, did you? I was like, yeah, I did. But.
Oh, one of those situations where you're waving somebody and they're not waving at you. So you thought she was talking to you and she's talking to the husband?
For a second, yeah. But it would have been insane for her to ask me to hold her baby.
Yeah, but you thought it.
Yeah,
well, he's making faces at me. It's cool, right?
Yeah, but nothing about you says, I'm trustworthy. Give me your child.
Don't I look soothing?
But you could have got out of the vows.
I was wearing
vows
buttons.
Vows suck, man. Yeah, if you don't, if you're not really close to anybody, sitting through wedding vows just blows.
I got out of half or three quarters of a wedding ceremony that was on the beach in Florida.
Because of
in
a baby?
In June.
Yeah.
Because of children. Because we were there. My niece and nephew were there. And it was hot.
And you were in a suit, you said.
Hot
right?
as balls, and we're in suits, just melting. And the kids are looking up at it. My brother-in-law looked at me, he's like, these kids probably need to get a drink. We should take them inside. And I went, yeah, we should. Let's go.
Oh, cool. You got out of there.
And we stood inside and watched the rest of the wedding while everybody else sweat through their suits.
The plane is
your
a completely different story,
in
though.
Edge.
I felt bad for the parents. I don't get mad
do
at babies crying on planes because I've
it's
been
their
there.
Ears popping. I can't control
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, no, that's inescapable.
This baby was howling as soon as it got on the plane. I mean, before we even took off. But, I just feel bad for the parents in that instance.
Yeah, that's why you got to plan ahead and hit them with the Benadryl 30 minutes before takeoff.
Because you can't step outside.
I remember we had one of our kids, might have been Madison, because I don't think Ryder was on the flight with us yet. And she was crying a little bit on the plane, and my wife was in the aisle and holding the baby. And I saw this, it was one of the small regionals, and there was like a young hippie-looking chick turned around and gave my wife some look. You know, my wife doesn't suffer fools. And she goes, what are you looking at?
What?
And it was the bet. Like, what are you looking at? Yeah. Baby cried for a second there. What are you looking at?
I'll hold this baby
and
kick your ass.
That chick turned around real quickly, man. I'm thinking, yeah, good for you.
That's
good
when you slap the headphones on and you crank up the Tool. And you can't hear the crying baby.
Tool's a band, by the way, in case you just heard
that
bit.
And the bonus is you can get one Tool song in and the flight's over.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, we landed. I listened to one Tool song.
I don't think the kids like
Tool. I told
Tool,
you
the
last time I flew to Denver, we were sitting on the tarmac. We hadn't even taken off yet. And I fired up It's Fear Inoculum, their latest album, which
was like that long ass
2019. It's an hour and a half long, and there's like eight songs.
Yeah,
but it lasted the entire flight from the time we sat on the tarmac until the time we landed in Omaha.
Did it keep you from crying, Todd?
It did.
Yeah, it was making a lot of noise
and
in that plane.
It filtered out any other noise that may have been around me.
One hook.
They do something
minutes.
Interesting at the Sphere.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they'd be
So that's a, you know how much money it costs to stage something there, though? These bands have to be rich to begin with.
Is Tool a visual band? I've never seen them.
Oh, yeah. No,
they put on a show.
I've read stuff like they have screens and stuff at their shows, but never once during a show will you see any of the band members on screen.
Okay.
They very much are about the the visual experience. Hey, don't look at us. Never mind us.
And they're also getting older, too. They don't want their big old face on camera.
Yeah, and all those guys are in their late 50s and early 60s,
right.
too.
Right.
Yeah,
I've talked to people who have gone to Tool shows, and another thing that Tool shows lack is
women.
Yeah.
It's 99% dudes.
Yeah, it's prog metal. What are you going to do?
It might be 100% dudes. You know.
So probably no babies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no babies.
The
no,
comedian
late in a Tool show for sure.
Arj Barker was born Arjan Singh Aluka or something like that.
Ah,
he looks like he's of Indian descent.
But once again, it's going around where she was done dirty. Come on, shut up.
He was well within his rights. He was not out of line here.
Yeah.
Keep your noisy babies out of the comedy venue. Nick, where are you at this weekend?
Yes, Fremont Friday night. RD's place Saturday. Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithland, Iowa.
And if you do have a baby in Nick's crowd there and you're breastfeeding, give the baby a breath once in a while so Nick can catch a nipple shot. You know, he's always looking for that.
Yeah, I'll hand you a license. I'd rather be masturbating license plate holder for its stroller, and you can just wheel it out of there.
The small town nipple tour continues.
Tyler Walsh, Ted McGinley later on. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.